I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Imagine sprinting for 200 yards. Doable, but tiring. Now try sprinting 26.2 miles. That's essentially what elite runners at the Boston Marathon will do next week. Go flat out for victory. The World's Bradley Campbell tells us what the presence of these elite runners means for Boston 1 year after the bombings.
It's impossible to think about the 2013 Boston Marathon without the lens of last year's attack. Just listen to the play-by-play hours before the explosion.
And the men's race is blowing up.
Absolutely.
Regrettable in retrospect, but no one had any idea what was about to happen. Everyone's focus was on the race. Fans watched as Rita Jeptu of Kenya won the women's event in commanding fashion. On the men's side, Ethiopia's Lasissa Desissa sprinted down Boylston Street to win by mere seconds.
Lasissa Desissa is the 2013 Boston Marathon champion.
After the race, Desissa conveyed what most everyone thought that morning. All is good.
Everything is good. People good. Weather is good. Everything is good.
The day didn't continue that way, and it's been a tumultuous year for Boston. But with elite runners returning to the city, they're helping to turn the focus back toward the race. And one country tied up in the history of the Boston Marathon is, of course, Kenya. Its runners hold both the male and female records. In Kenya's Rift Valley, which produces some of the top runners in the world, a Boston win is front page news.
There's a lot of prestige attached to success in running.
Nefat Maritim is a middle distance runner from the Rift Valley. He's now a junior at Harvard. We talk at the indoor track on campus. The Boston Marathon is his Super Bowl. He adjusts his entire spring course load around it.
I knew right from long ago that, Monday, we're going to have the Boston Marathon on a Monday. So I made sure I have no class on Monday.
Nefat won't be running in it. He'll watch the race on TV, so not to miss a moment. The top runners are his heroes.
They are seen as really the only professional sport in Kenya that makes some serious money. People know them. It's the same way you would talk of, I think, Brady or something. He plays for the Patriots, something, yeah?
Tom Brady?
Yes, Tom Brady. Yeah.
Nefat's not thinking about the bombing. He's thinking about watching his heroes do what they do best, run. One guy with the potential to become a Brady-like figure is Kenyan runner Daniel Salel. I met up with him at the Minuteman Trail just west of Boston. He looks like sticking bones on video, but up close, it's different. He's all sinewy muscle. Daniel runs a mile in 3 minutes, 54 seconds.
It takes much good and commitment to be a good athlete.
That's the key, commitment. Daniel lives a monastic existence. He trains, he eats, he rests, he trains, he races, he rests, he runs. That's his life. He's racing in the Boston Athletic Association's Distance Medley. It's a series of 5K, 10K, and half marathon events. He says he's still a couple years away from competing at the marathon distance, but that's what all his running is for.
So maybe my hope is to become one time a winner.
Sharon Cherop also thinks commitment is the key to winning a Boston marathon, and she should know. She won in 2012.
Crossing the finish in 2 hours, 31 minutes, 49 seconds, Kenya's Sharon Cherop, our champion this year.
So many people were screaming, cheering. Hey, it was really a great day for me.
Cherop didn't run in Boston last year. And when I asked her if she had any concerns about running this time around, she said no.
I believe that what happened last year would not happen again.
And the more you talk with elite runners like Cherop, the less you think about the bombing, and the more excitement you feel for Marathon Monday. You start to see the race through the eyes of the racers. The main focus is winning.
It's really a great achievement when you win a Boston Marathon.
And when the elite runners fly down Boylston Street toward the finish line this year, they'll remind us the marathon is many things. But at its core, it's one incredible race. For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell, Boston.